Okay, so again, I apologize for the raspiness, but today we're going to focus on the development of a person, our own personal development through our davening. So if you look here in the footnote in Reish Ayin Aleph, footnote Reish Ayin Aleph, we're in the Bayam Darkech on page Reish Tezayin. He identifies for us an idea that appears in some of the Sfarim HaKadoshim about the development of davening. And that as we go through davening, we actually develop our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through different strata, through different steps. We know that the number four has great significance in our spiritual world. Of course, with the upcoming Yom Tov Pesach, we are very sensitive to number four. The number four, at its basic level, according to the tradition, reflects four different worlds, four different realms. And the acronym for these four different worlds is Abia, Aleph, Beis, Yud, Ayin. Abia. Aleph is Atzilus, that's the Aleph. Beis is Bria. So Atzilus is ethereal. Bria is creation. Yud is Yitzira, fashioning. And then Ayin is Asiya, doing. To whatever extent we can understand the way that the Ribono Shel Olam filters down the endless light, the Or Ein Sof, into the world, it somehow filters down through these four frames, Abia, until it comes to the lowest of all of these strata, which is the Olam HaAsiya, the physical world that we inhabit. But we should be aware that there are these different frames or levels that exist all the way, like a ladder, coming to the Ribono Shel Olam. So some Sfarim point out that when we go through davening, we're actually climbing this ladder. How so? So take a look in the footnote here in Os Shin Ayin Aleph. He first talks about the lowest of the levels, Olam HaAsiya Shu Inyane HaGashmius. That is the physical world. What is the next level? Third line, Olam HaYitzira, creation, She'inyano Kesher HaRgasha. The way he describes it is the way that we can feel a connection, a feeling. Ola habriya, the base, she'inyano his bonenus ambuka b'metzias Hashem Yisbarach, deep thought, v'shdokkos elav, and wishing we connected to Hashem. V'olam ha'atzilus, and the realm of ethereal. What's that? She'inyano, that idea is Hakara Gemura, full and complete understanding that we are just mivbitul. We are just subsumed under HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now, go down to the next footnote in the second passage, and he explains how during davening, we actually climb these steps. Ba'amiras HaKarbonos, the first step, the lowest level, the way that we exist in the corporeal existence, is in the realm of karbanos. Anachnu nimtzaim ba'olam ha'asiya. That correlates to the idea of kabbalas ol malchus shemayim, the most basic requirement of commitment that exists in a practical level. Karbanos, you take a physical item, an animal, or bread, matzah, flour. Sha'adam kofe umakriv esatzmo. The person, literally, lichpos means to coerce. We take our physical selves and we mold it, we shape it, we force it, so to speak. We are makriv esatzmo leyikanes la'avoda, to enter into the world of service to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ulechazek es hakabolas ol shalo, and to strengthen our resolve in commitment to Hashem, ulahachlit, and to determine to be firm, lasos etzruson Hashem yisbarach, gambali cheshek, gambali lahavin. like in every relationship, there has to be a bedrock of commitment. If there's no commitment, then there's no relationship. The relationship, first and foremost, has to be rooted in a fundamental commitment. After that, you can take the next step. What's that? What's the next step in a relationship after kapalas, all after commitment? That's ava, yira, and dveikus. That's that hargasha, that feeling. So we go to Psuki de Zimra, top of the next column in the footnotes. Psuki de Zimra, anunun tsam ba'olam hayetzira. This idea appears in some of the Svarim and the Achronim, that when you get to Psuki de Zimra, you're in this element of yetzirah. Yetzirah, vayitzer, in Chumash Bereshis, is different than vayivra. Vayivra is more of a connotation of something from nothing, even though even something from nothing is not exactly Bereshis bar Elokim es ha-shamayim v'sa'aretz. The way the Ramban and Rashi also, the Ramban explains, is that Bereshis was literally nothing to something. Now that original something is something he calls like the koach ha-hiyuli, original matter. And from that, which was the elevated ilui of the shamayim and the earthly one, from that everything else was. So the capacity for bria is going from nothing to something. The capacity of yitzira is a creative capacity. It's like we said, unfortunately, when Aaron made the egel, vayotzar osa bacheret. He fashioned it with a tool. He had something and he fashioned it. So this idea of yitzira relates to fashioning, shaping. What is that? That's the creative element which is introduced. You take a block, right? What's the difference between a chunk of metal and a work of art? It's the yitzira, it's the creative element. So that yitzira is expressed in Psukei Dezimra. Anachnu nimtzaim ba'olam ha-yitzira, she'inyanu lehis'alos b'hargashas ha-lev. Creativity is associated with the heart. Baruch atah Adonai Elohim melech ha'olam she'hakol nehyeh b'dvaro. Creativity is associated with feeling, with affect, right brain. She'ikaram ava yira udvekus nitzachon hodav iskashrus. And when do we feel that creative connection? Vargashos elu misoros b'miyuchad, specifically mitoch mizmori Adonenu David HaMelech. Through the mizmorim, the songs of Psuki de Zimra, we feel the different emotional notes of our experiences in life, that's climbing that spiritual ladder to the Olam HaYetzira. Because the spirituality of creativity is associated with Yetzira. Let's go weiter. What's the next world after Yetzira? Abiyah is the world of Bria. You could argue, in a certain sense, we said that Bria is like Yesh Me'ayin, when you go from something to nothing. In a certain sense, the commitment, the establishment of Kriyashma, of acknowledging that there is a Bori Olam, that's that ultimate step of transitioning from zero to one. Now, of course, and I don't want to misconstrue the idea of Emuna as being binary. We know, of course, Emuna is not binary. But on some level, there is this step that we take to acknowledge we go from Ayin to Yesh. That there was nothing, Tohu Vavohu, there was nothingness, and then there's the Ribono Shel Olam. The expression of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, you create that reality of Yichud Hashem, which was not introduced yet. Now all of a sudden we get to this new stage. That's the Bechina of Bria, you could say. So he explains, Anu Olim Ba'amiras. Of course, you're talking about Hashem, but it's a new level when you formulate it, when you are Mekabel. And of course, part of Bria is part of, excuse me, Kriya Shema is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. That's the first step of Kriya Shema. The truth is, you could probably articulate these four levels even within Kriya Shema itself, where the first level is Kabbalah Sol, the first Pasuk, then the first paragraph is V'ahavta, so that's going to be Ava, Dveikus, Hishtokukus, Ava, Yira, and Dveikus. The third paragraph is going to be, that's the mitzvos, which might be understood as Hishtokukus v'Islavos, Tzavsa, and then Yitzias Mitzrayim is going to be associated with Vittel. So even within Kriya Shema, you know, there are three paragraphs, but the introductory phrase is Kabbalah Sol, so you could probably find the same four steps even built in with Kriya Shema, if you think about it. But he's framing it more as Kriya Shema de Brachos. We're going to the Olam HaBriya, second paragraph on the left column. She'inyana Hisbonenus. What's the element of Briya in this frame? It's the idea of Hisbonenus, thinking, Ve'eslavos Ve'eshtokukus. Feeling excited and connected and drawn to Hashem Yisbarach, which is the inyan of Haskaras Avodas HaMalachim. That's how we represent this idea through the recognition of the Malachim. We introduce, the Kedusha Hayotzer, the Kedusha that comes before Kriya Shema. That's the Avodas HaMalachim. The Malachim are represented by Eish. This beautiful vart that Reb Melech Biederman shared on Parsha Shkalim, that Ribono Shel Olam showed Moshe Rabbeinu a matbea shel esh. What's the chap of matbea shel esh? It's the esh, it's the fire, it's the slavos. That is where the Ribono Shel Olam says every Jew makes a contribution. They knew what a coin was, but they didn't chap. It was the matbea shel esh, it's the slavos. And the malachim are referred to as srafim. These celestial beings that are literally sorfin, they're flames. I remember when I was growing up, we used to say these very scary piyutim that you're not supposed to really pay attention to what's going on over there. After the Kedusha in the Yom HaNoraim, there's a little piyut that goes, we used to call it the Eish piyut, because it goes talks about all these malachim and the levels of fire. It's very scary stuff. I don't know what's going on over there. But the idea that there are srafei mal, there are angels that express fire. What's the point? That's the message that these angels express fire. It's because fire is movement. It's excitement. It's enthusiasm. So the Kedusha Diyotzer is that enthusiasm which is associated with the Malachim that exist in the Olam HaBriya. Malachim are associated with the Olam HaBriya. And then finally, Ubitvilas HaAmida, when we get to Shemoneh Esrei, this is the silent connection. Anu omdim kiviyachol ba'olam ha'atzilos. We have arrived at the realm of the ethereal. Olam ha'atzilos. Shisham ha'avodahi. What is the avoda? Lehizbatil lefnei Hashem Yisbarach. To become one and nullified before Hashem. Not nullified, God forbid, in the sense of yoredeya bittel. That you drop one drop of chelev into a chalent. No, here, bittul means you have removed all of the distractions, all of the surface layer barriers, and you're in touch with your inner self, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what? Shmitoch hakara she'ein shum davar chutz mimenu. There's nothing else other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what happens? A person, when they prepare to daven, they walk through these steps, and finally, when we get to Tehillos La'el Elyon, a person stands up. When you stand up, it's almost like, you can argue, it's almost like you leave everything else behind, and you now enter into a new realm, because there's something different now. I'm now letting go of all of my concerns, all of my issues, all of my stuff, and I'm being mevatel all of that. I'm nullifying all of the chatter, all of the worldly considerations, so that I can just be mevatel. I'm letting go of all of those things just to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the bittel, that's the inner true self. In the Bayam Darkecha, he has a whole separate chapter on bittel, but this is the highest level. And when a person says, Hashem svasai tiftach ufi agiti lasecha, A person is thinking, Shekol koach hadibur hu rak me'es Hashem Yisbarach, that melo chol ha'aretz kevodo, everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's just us and Hashem Yisbarach. At a place where there is bittul. A way to imagine this,
what does bittul mean here? So that's
what he explains in this other chapter, that bittul means, at least the way that I understand from what he's writing, is stripping away all of the non-essential parts of a person, all of the layers, and being left with the essential self. So what is the essential self? The essential self is the Chelek Eloka Mimal. That's all there is. If a person lives in that level, in that space, in that frame, that's all that there is, that's the Bechina of Bittul. Because they're recognized, Ein Od Movado. And everything else that exists, to whatever extent that it does exist, which is, you know, an old debate between two great Hasidic masters, Reb Hirsch Siddichover and the Baal HaTanya, as to whether or not the reality that we occupy in the Olam HaAsiya, does it actually exist, or is it just a figment of our imagination? Mm-hmm. Right, to whatever extent that it exists, that's the machlokas there. Even all of that, to whatever extent it exists, it's all Ein Od Melvado. It's just because the Ribbono Shalom wants it to be so. And so, at the highest level, when a person davens Shemoneh Esrei, they're really leaving behind, if they're at this very high level, they're leaving behind the whole material world, because they're just a soul. So Dr. Tversky, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, Dr. Abraham J. Tversky, in the beginning of his Sefer on Tefillah, talks about there were certain rebbes who used to say goodbye to the Chassidim, goodbye to their family before they would daven Shemoneh Esrei, because they didn't know after the Hispashta of Sagashmas if they were going to come back. Mm-hmm. But that's because this is the level of Bittul. Bittul means, and this is not the only way to understand it, but this is one way to understand it, Bittul means that a person is solely in touch with the core sense of self, and nothing else matters. So you let go of and you nullify everything on the outside. You're only tapped into the Ribbono Shel Olam on the inside, and you enter into this new space. Will you do that? According to the Achronim, you take three steps forward. You take three steps forward. When you do that, it's just a way of manifesting this idea that it's just you and the Ribbono Shel Olam. We'll end with this because we're running out of time. My Rebbe in meditation, Rabbi Yehoshua Karsh, he likes to point out that he was experimenting for a while with this meditation when he would start Shemoneh Esrei, that he was imagining that he was standing in front of a palace and he was being called by the king, and then they opened the doors. And that's when he would start Shemoneh Esrei, with that meditation. So that's a very powerful image, and you can try it. I've tried it. It's fascinating. But the idea is that when you enter that palace, nothing else matters. And that's the Olam of Bittul, and that's the Olam of Shemoneh Esrei, of Ein Od Melvado. And so even the Hashem Svasai Tevtach, why is that the introduction to Shemoneh Esrei? Because if you are Mevatel everything, you realize you have nothing outside of the Koach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then you have to ask Hashem, please open my mouth so that I'll have the words to speak.